Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Paul, thank you very much for that. Now, just referring to our conversation with Mags Donnelly from Bars O'Kane about families who've been granted asylum and who've been settled in the community but who have now been asked to leave their accommodation, a spokesperson for the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth has been on to say that the families there have been offered a transfer to emergency accommodation. Now, it's Father's Day this weekend, and for many this will be a weekend of celebrations. But for all the dads out there, our next guest is going to break down the age at which we turn into our fathers. And according to a survey, the age is 39. Is it 39? Behavioural psychologist.
It's 43.
It's 43.
But I think you've given
my big reveal. Boric's oh age. No, I got the big reveal wrong.
Sarah, happy birthday, Boric.
Some of us are senile at 43.
Boric Walsh joins us. Thank you very much, Boric, for joining us. Okay, so tell me about this. 43, that it is. How do we turn into our dads?
Let's just acknowledge straight off the bat that Father's Day can be a day of mixed emotions for lots of people. You know, there can be people, you know, statistically, fathers die younger than mothers, men die younger than women. So bereavement is a strong feature of that. And then look at in a 2023 US study into parent-adult child estrangement of over 15,000 Americans found that there was four times more likely for people to be estranged from their fathers. So if you are finding Father's Day a little bit tricky, you're not alone. And I suppose, I think, first off the bat, Father's Day is, and now I'm going to sound like my dad, Sarah, straight off, but it feels quite commercial. And I suppose there is this invitation to acknowledge a father on Father's Day, but it's not a mandate to celebrate. So if you are around somebody who may have been bereaved, may be estranged, they may find the day a little bit tricky. Just remember, it's not a mandate to celebrate. If you look at the story of Mother's Day, it's a cautionary tale. But Sarah, I have just said that I feel like Father's Day may have been a bit more commercial. And that might be the first sign that I'm approaching the age of 43, that I might be turning into my dad. And this was a survey that was done that looked at when we men officially turn into our dad, or signs that are there. And there are things like having your own chair in the sitting room, or dressing for comfort. You know, I asked my wife before I came out here, I said, look, is there any signs that you've noticed since I became a dad myself that I'm a bit like my dad? She said, you do walk with your hands behind your back a lot more recently. Now, that's grand for my dad, who's walking around fields and cattle marts of the Midlands, but I'm walking around Dundrum Shopping Centre or the pier in Dunleary. So it's a bit of a giveaway that the age is catching up with me and that we become our dads. But remember, Sarah, this is nature and nurture, that our dads are half of our genetic makeup, and it has a huge influence on our behavioral phenotypes. So naturally that's going to have a strong influence on us, as well as if they're involved in our early upbringing and our early childhood. That imprinting has a huge impact on our unconscious behaviors. And you know, throughout our teens and our 20s, there's that period where we can rebel, where we can discover ourselves. But as we approach those critical years in our 30s and 40s, where we start to maybe have more stress at work, where there's that we're trying to navigate that whole world of parenthood ourselves, those old habits that we may have experienced with our parents, or the kinds of things that they did, start to crop up, whether we like it or whether we don't.
Okay, so there's loads of different signs then. I mentioned a couple of them earlier that people had mentioned that made them feel like they were turning into their dad, like knowing where the water stopcock is, or checking all the doors and lights before going to bed, although I do that. Being confused, in inverted commas, by modern music, liking to watch the weather after the news. What are the other signs? And also, actually, Pork, I wanted to ask you about some 57% of men admit they cringe when they find themselves saying or doing something their dad would say or do. I wonder what you think of that.
Yeah, and it goes back to this conscious or unconscious thing that we don't, it creeps up on us. And this is what the research is showing us, that there is this unconscious kind of falling into the patterns, the behavioral patterns that we would have seen from our parents. You know, you have a lot of these signs that we had talked about. Interestingly enough, in 2019, British brace surgeon Julian De Silva polled 2,000 men and women and found that on average, women start turning into their mothers at the age of 33, Sarah. And more than half of the women surveyed noticed that they stopped rebelling against their mothers once they themselves had children, with men similarly pinpointing that once they had kids themselves, they started to turn into their dad a little bit more.
I think that's key, isn't it? Because there's an old Mark Twain quote, isn't there, that I kind of dug out and I think it's really relevant to this conversation.
Sounds like something your dad might say.
Well, exactly, you're dead right. Except the difference here is he'd know it off the top of his head. I have to read it. So you've heard this before. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years. And it's so true. Once we become fathers, I remember when I have two kids, and I remember thinking, my God, how did they do it? They had six kids. It was, and I had a whole new appreciation.
We really start to empathize, and empathy starts to grow at that stage. As we get older, we start to reflect on what our parents actually did. When we're in our teens and our 20s, or at those phases where we don't have necessarily appreciation because we have been so close with them all the way through. And of course, when we're part of a family unit, we're part of a nuclear family, and our identity is tied to that. At some stage, we want to move away, be it physically, emotionally, and discover who we are ourselves. And as part of that process, there is a bit of rebellion. There is a bit of you know, own agenda stuff going on. But then as you get into your 30s, 40s, you start to empathize with what your parents had experienced, what they had gone through, be it financially, stressfully, just the stress of parenting, perhaps. Yeah, and I think that research in 2019 really reflected that, because both women and men said that once they became parents themselves, they noticed that they recognized, you know, what their parents had really done for them.
I think you take on certain traits. Not that you take them on, but you do. I certainly do stuff that my father used to do. And I calm the kids sometimes when they're going crazy at home. I say nonsense to them. Like, I say, hey, lads, trastevere della morte questa moro. And I know it means nothing. They know it means nothing, but they look at me confused. And my father used to do the same thing. So have you noticed that you do anything? And it's not something that you set out to do, Porrick, that your father used to do.
The hands behind the back is one of those classic unconscious things, Cormac. Yeah. And I think that's the traits. Those are the kinds of behavioral traits that we start to notice, but they creep up on us unconsciously. And this is the thing, like, where you have, you know, you're entering into something like parenthood. You will read all of the books. You will go to all of the webinars. You will talk to lots of experts in this, and you will acknowledge and have the knowledge and know it on what we would call a conscious level. But when the stress comes on, when you're really tired, when, you know, you're just having to act on impulse, that's where you start to see those automatic, you know, things that your parents used to do starting to emerge. And you don't notice it, but other people do. So having, you know, your partner or a friend notice it can be a real shock to us when it crops up.
Yeah, and whenever I notice my husband doing stuff that his dad does, I just call him by his dad's name because I'm starting to notice it more and more. But I mean, I mentioned that a lot of people cringe when they find themselves doing something that their dad would do, but 34% of people in this survey said that their dad is their hero, and 33% said they'd be proud to turn into their own father. So as you mentioned at the beginning, Pork, people have very complicated different relationships, unsurprisingly, with their dads, and some very positive, some not so. What do you do then on that point if you find yourself doing or saying stuff that your dad used to do that you don't like? You know, if you find yourself, you know, maybe emanating some negative traits.
It is like trying to change a habit, Sarah. And one of the first things you do when you're trying to change a habit is move something from an unconscious thing that you do automatically towards something that's conscious. Now, that might require somebody else, you know, pointing it out to you like you do for your husband, or it might take a period of reflection yourself, or there might be a crisis thing that occurs and you go, oh my goodness me, did I just do that? I sound exactly like my dad or my mom. And that at that point in time, you can start to put things in place where you're not, you there may be things like 33% of people said there that they enjoy and that they want to embrace and acknowledge. Mm. But there are also things that they may have experienced in the past that they want to correct. And at that point, it is just like changing a habit, identifying those moments where there are potential triggers, where there are things that we do that we perhaps want to change, and setting a plan for that, which takes time because, of course, those habits are something that has unconsciously been there with us since childhood and have just emerged again into our 40s, you know?
Yeah. What's the best advice you got out of interest in becoming a dad?
I remember, Sarah, hearing that once your child comes along, you are going to be the best supporting actor in the movie of your own life. So get used to it. And I thought that was such a nice, wise piece, because you just go, OK, I'm going to settle into this role of being the best supporting actor of my own life. But my kids are going to be the main role for a good period of time here. So just get comfortable, you know, just get comfortable in that seat of the supporting actor. Role. There were other practical ones, but look, the list is long.
If it's a movie,
Maury,
I certainly wasn't sent any script. I'm making it up as we go along.
Absolutely. Pádraig, it's a pleasure to talk to you as always, and thank you so much for joining us. That's behavioural psychologist Pádraig Walsh. You can let us know what you think to 51551.